Okay, Sean, we're supposed to help all is good. Today's daf is Tanya's daf Chaf Hey. We have the schuss of finishing the third parak. And we're here at the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, or I'm going to review the Marav, a story about Chanina ben Dosa. So I'm going to review the Marav, Baskal Biotzis of Omeres, Kol Ha'olam Kulo Nizon, sorry, Bishul Chanina Bni. Rav said that every day, right, there's a bas kol that comes out and says the world is getting nizon, is getting food. But it's chos of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Rabbi Chanina bni, meaning Hashem is saying Chanina my son, right? Not that he was Rav's son. But Rabbi Chanina bni dayo bekav choruvim me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. While Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa himself, right, doesn't actually need much sustenance. He just has a bunch of caribs, a bunch of bukser from one Shabbos to the next. Right, and we'll see in a second that he was exceedingly poor, and he couldn't really afford bread anyway. So either way, but Havat Regila the Bisu, right, so his wife would often lemechama tonura kol mali b'shabsa, right? She would heat her oven every Friday. V'shadre akatra, akatrita. She would throw in this like akatrita, this something or other that would make the oven smoke. Rashi says davar shamala ashan, right? Something that kind of smoked the oven. Mishum Kisufa, because she was embarrassed that they didn't have enough food, right, to bake bread on Erev Shabbos, right? Again, obviously everybody preparing for Shabbos and they don't have enough, so but at least she saved themselves the embarrassment of how poor they were. Right? You see, people should see the smoke coming from the chimney. Havalahach Shivasa Bishta, and she had some neighbor that was Bishta, that was an embarrassing neighbor, meaning a lousy neighbor. And Amra, who said, Michti, let's see. I know, again, they were neighbors. I guess it wasn't so, it was pretty, it was kind of obvious. I know that these people have nothing. So, my kulei, what's with all the smoke? So, Azla, right, Vitarfa Ababa, and Ichsava. Right, so the neighbor came and knocked on the door, right, again, being a yenta, I guess. And she knocked on the door, and she wanted to see, kind of call her out on it. And Ichsavas, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife, was embarrassed. Va'ela in Drona, and she went inside to an inner room that wasn't near the door. Is Avile Nisa, right? Dechazia l'tenura mari l'achman. And sure enough, there was a miracle there. Dechazia and her bad neighbor saw it in the oven. Somehow, I guess she saw through the window, whatever, I don't know. But she saw the oven was full of bread, right? Sure enough. Vagana Mali Lisha, and the place, the bowl where she would make the dough, right, was full, had more dough to be baked. So I'm really, she called her Palnisa, Mrs. Mrs. Right, Plony is for a guy, and so Palnisa is for a woman. She said, hey, check it out, I see masav at the kacharech lechma, right, your bread is burning, so bring something to come take it out. So Amar Allah, so Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, right, obviously, I guess his wife reappeared and said, af ana lahachi aile, that's where I went to get. Right, this I guess pan, right, pizza pan, whatever you call it, right, to get out the bread. And Tanya, the Raisa Afhi Lahavi Marda Nichnasa Mepnesha Melumedes Benisa. Apparently, it wasn't that she only went into that inner room to hide, but she did actually go get this, pizza dough kind of take her outer, right, if you can imagine, because that's she was used to that there would be miracles, right? Again, she wasn't only. Smoking the oven for embarrassment because she was embarrassed, or she was used to that there was going to be an Nesver. I really, the Bisu, right, so his wife, so again, not the same story, but I really, the Bisu, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife, once said to him, Ademas Nizel ben Star Kulehai, why are we so poor? Why are everything is so bad? So I'm really, so my Navi, do I say back to her, like, well, okay, well, I guess he wasn't really able or willing or interested in going out to work, right? He was a big, tremendous tzaddik, learned all day. So he said, what do you want me to do? So she said to him, right? Why don't you just daven? Daven that we'll get, right? You have a tremendous koach tefillah. Go daven that we'll be given something. Right? So he davened, and something like a hand came out of Shemayim and dropped a leg of a golden table and in his house. So chazai dechama, they saw in the dream, so unclear who saw, Pashas is Rabbi Chanina saw that in a dream, but maybe she saw the dream, but either way, but maybe they saw in a dream, right, aside tzadike d'achli apurta t'dehava, d'isle t'thaskare, and then in the future, right, in Olam Haba, right, people will be eating, the tzadikim will be eating on a table that has three golden legs, right, v'ato chalas, Aptora de Trekari. But you, meaning us, we're going to be eating on a table that has only two legs, right? Meaning that Kosh Baruch Hu can kind of drop the leg of gold, right, from, like, you know, Om Haba or something or other. So Amar Lei, Nichalach de Mechalach, Achle, Kuli Alma, Aptora de Mishalim, if I don't know, Aptora de Mechsar, right? Sad basically is like, is that, are you good with that, right? Should we be doing this really? Or should we be taking that table, that something away from that table? Some relations. She said to him, "We might not it." No, but what can we do? So still, boy rachme did a shkalinu minach. So why don't we daven? Then Kosh Baruch Hu take it back. And sure enough, boy rachme b'shakluna. Kosh Baruch Hu. Sure enough, he daven. Reuchini Mendoza daven, and Kosh Baruch Hu took it back. And Tana went under the brace. So that God lo hayanis achron yosim in arishon. And that second miracle was greater than the first. The Gemiri, because we have a Masorah that Demihayev Yavi Mishkol Lo Shakli. The Kosh Baruch Hu, right, gives us stuff. Right, things are given to us from Shemayim, but they're not very right. They're not very often taken back. Okay, fascinating story. Either way, the Koach Atfila, right? That's the first thing we do, right? When people are in trouble, right? If they have no money or whatever, so not that you know that they should obviously need to do the shtalis, but we also right, certainly need to daven. So chad bei shimshi, one erev Shabbos, or I guess must have been Friday night. Chazir the barte the havis atziva, right? So Ruchni Mendoza saw that his daughter was atziva, was set. So Amalei biti l'may atziva. So he asked, what's going on? So Amalei, she said to him, klishal chometz nischalif li b'shemen b'klishal shemen. Right, I mixed up. Right, a pretty famous story. I mixed up the bottle of vinegar and the bottle of oil. Vidlakti b'menu oil l'Shabbos, and I lit. Right, I poured it. I guess they must have lit with oil in the lamps, right, and I lit the Shabbos candles with vinegar instead of oil. So Amar Las Biti Ma'ich Padla. So he said, who cares? Misha Amar L'Shemeshi Yedlok Who Yomer L'Chametshe V'Yedlok. That Ruchini Bet doesn't say. What do you mean? Why does oil burn? Because Kosh Baruch Hu decided that that's how nature works. So Kosh Baruch Hu can decide that vinegar can burn also. So Tana, sure enough, they went in a price of that. Hayadolik, Volik, Kolyom Kulu, Radash Aviv, Menu, Or Lavdala, right? Akinekach, they used that light, right? It burned the entire Shabbos until they were able to even use the light, the Nair, or the take the flame, right, for Havdala. Rebuchnina Mendoza, Havulay, Hanach, easy. And then the story goes that Rebuchnina Mendoza had goats. So Amarlay, so they said to him, mafsidon, right? Your goats are being mafsidas, they're making us lose money, meaning they must have been damaging their field somehow. So Amar, he said, Ika mafsidon nechlinu dubi. He said, okay, you're right. If it's really my goats, so then let dubi, Rashi here translates dubi as wolves, as zavim, right? Dubi, right, usually is a bear, but okay. Either way, it makes more sense that wolves would attack goats, right? Usually wolves and goats, and usually... right, enemies, and talked about how they eat them, whatever. Bear is not so common in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel. Either way, maybe they were, I don't know. Fine, anyway, Viter. So that's what Rashi says, that they were wolves. He said, basically, if it's really my goats that are doing this damage, so let Kosh Baruch Hu send wolves, and he'll eat them. V'ilo, but if it's not true, then Kol Chata V'chata Tesi L'Urta Dubi Duba Bekar Naisa. Let every goat bring, let's say, a wolf, right, as Rashi's translation, let every goat bring a wolf on its horns, meaning, like, obviously goats don't attack wolves, but, meaning that would be a very weird circumstance to show that really he was correct. And sure enough, L'Urta, right, that night, Aisu kol chada v'chada dubi, duba b'karnayhu. Sure enough, each goat came with a wolf on its horns. As a Havalei, Gemara will ask in a second, right? I thought Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was absurdly poor, right? She didn't have any bread to put in the oven. Where did he have goats? So the Gemara will ask that in a second. Havalei ha'hi shivavasa dekabanya besa v'lo matu kashure. There was someone, a neighbor of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who was building a house, but apparently they miscalculated, right? On building the walls. And the beams that they needed to use to support the roof did not make it from one wall to the next. So Asya the Kamev, Amralei, so she came to him and said, Banisi, basically, Kamatu Kishurai. She told him what happened, right? I built this house and the beams don't work. Right? They don't fit, right? They're too small. So Amralei Mashmech, he said, what's your name? And Amralei, Aiko. She said, my name is Aiko. So Amar, Aiko Ninti Kishurai. Right? He said, he davened and he said, Aiko, may the beams right, be as long as you need and let them reach right from wall to wall. So Tani, we talked to Bryce, that's sure enough what happened, that Higiu Achi Yatsu Amalakan Amalakan, sure enough, they extended in both directions. Vishomrim Snifin Asom, and maybe that there were extra parts, extra sections that kind of were added on. But either way, Tanya went under Bryce, that Plimo, right, one of the great names, Plimo Omar, Plimo says, that I was there. I saw that house. And we saw that the beams, they went from each side, right? It went through the wall on each side. And they said to me, oh, it was a famous house, apparently. So that's how Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa figured out, right, how to fix this house through his tefillos. Okay, now the Gemara asks, finally, where did Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa have goats? Right, he was super poor. And even more than that, right, Chazal were gozer, they shouldn't be raising behem adaka, sheep and goats and whatever in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Mishnah in, where is that? Right, if you look at the inner Mishnah, where is that? Bavmatzia, Bavakama kufav malaf. Okay. So right, many that's that because Chazal were concerned that the goats and the sheep would wander to the other fields, right, and steal from them. So how in the world did Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa have goats? So the Gemara ironically does not answer the second question; it only really answers the first. Amar of Pinchas. Pinchas says that Ma'aseh ve'avar Adam Echad al Pesach Beiso. Once, right, someone passed Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's house, and apparently left chickens there. And apparently his wife found them. And he said to her, "I'll talk to don't eat them because they're not ours." Right, Hashem Zaveda, right, required that halacha dictates that we have to keep the chickens and kind of wait with the eggs, and wait till hopefully this guy will come back and we'll give it back to him. And sure enough, right, obviously if you leave chickens around, right, so they can have a lot of eggs and there can be a lot of chickens, and they were annoying, right, and they were annoying to take care of. So what happened, as halacha dictates, what you're allowed to do, if you find an aveda and you need to get rid of it, and you need to make sure it retains its value, so machran, they sold them. Kind of b'dmeim izim, and they bought goats. Now, if in economy that this line over here, it could be that they did not that Tosa takes it out, or maybe okay. Either way, I'm not sure exactly, right, why the Gemara doesn't answer the second question about how we could buy goats in the first place. Right, it could be that it's not here. That I think there's some sort of girsa that does not have this. But all right, either way, Pam Achas Avar also Adam Sha'avdu Mimeno Targolim, and sure enough, the guy came back finally. He said, like, listen, I left these chickens here once. So Shemar Rabbi Chanina heard, he ran over to them. Amr Lo, he said, Yishcha Behem Simon, do you have a simon? Can you tell me what they look like? So Amr Lo, yes, sure enough, and he nestled the simon, he told them what they looked like. He took the goats. That's the goats we were talking about beforehand, about the goats, about that Rabbi Chanina, again, so he didn't own them. But sure enough, right, he was, right, that was the ones he was watching for this guy. Okay, now, once we're talking about one Amora, or Tana, Amora, I guess, right, one Amora that does not have money, so we're switching to another. I'm Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, Dechikale Milsa Tuva. Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas was also very, very poor. And Avad Milsa, Rashi says, Hiki's Dam, that doesn't mean that a story happened to him, it means he had to bloodlet. And he didn't have any food, right? Again, we talked already before that people who bloodlet need to eat something afterwards. It makes a lot of sense, right? You donate blood, you got to eat something. So Shakal brought the tuma, he took some garlic, v'shadi b'puna, put it in his mouth, v'cholosh libe v'nim, right? And he kind of like, his heart kind of like got a little weak, v'nim, and he fell asleep. Right? Also, Rabban the shuli lebe, sure enough, the chachamim went to check on him, and chazi did the kab bechi v'chayich, and he saw that he was crying and laughing, right, while he was sleeping. And there was some light coming from his head, right? His head was like glowing, obviously very strange. When he finally woke up, right, they said to him, right, notice they didn't wake him, but they said to him, "My time, right? Why were you crying and laughing? Right? Do you remember, right, what was going on? What's happening in your head, in your dream?" So Amr Lahu, he said to them, Dava Yosef imi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was sitting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. For Amri Lein, I said to him, Ad Masai Etzdar B'Haya Alma, right? How long am I going to have to endure these difficulties in this world? Amr Li, and he said, Elazar B'ni, my son, Nircha Lecha De'afchei Le'alma Mereisha. You want me to uproot the world and start again? Right? Efshar demisyalados b'shata demizone. Maybe you'll live in a time when there's a lot of food. I mean, apparently you lived in a time when there's a famine or whatever. Right? But obviously, so Amri's the Kamei. So Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat said to him, Kuli havi efshar? Really? You would destroy the entire world and only maybe I'll end up living in the time of food? So Amri let, right? I was reading about things that Rabbi Avigdor Miller said many years ago. They have this Torah Avigdor, which is very popular nowadays. Comes out every week. And one of his most common observations is how much we have to have a Karas HaTov for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We have to thank Hashem for the fact that we're healthy and there's food and there's money and there's a roof over our head. Right? We live in a time of tremendous, tremendous wealth. Just to realize that that we what we have, even if perhaps we don't have so much, but still we have much more than these people did back in the day. Right? You don't have to go back so many years before we are much wealthier than people even 100 years ago, even less. So he said, again, that he lived in a time of terrible, terrible famine, I guess, or not so much food. And he said, well, only maybe, am I going to have my situation improve, if you uproot the entire world, right? So I'm really, so I said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dechai Etzfei O Dechai, Dechai Etzfei O Dechaina. Have I lived most of my life, or do I have still more to go? So I'm really, Dechai Etz. He said, well, you already kind of lived pretty well. So I'm like, I said to him, Kain Lobein. I said, that's true, so then forget it. Then I'm good. Leave the world as it is. Right, so I'm like, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, I agree with Amr's Lobein for this chus of you saying that you don't want to kind of change the whole situation of your life, and you'll accept what you have. In the next world, I'm going to give you 13 rivers of mishcha of oil, afar simon, smelling good oil, dechayin kafras, dechayin kipras uvidiglas, right, as clear as the rivers, the Euphrates and the other, the Diglas River. And you're going to enjoy them, right? And that's going to be some of your spiritual enjoyment. I said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Hi v'sula." Was that it? I guess it got a little greedy at that point. So I'm really Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "L'chavarech ma'yehavis." Well, if I take reward from other people, what am I going to give to them? Meaning that's your allotted portion. If you're asking for more, so that's going to come on account of someone else. So Amri Lai, right, again, very strange story. So Amri Lai, so he said back to him, Elizabeth ben Pedas said back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vana Megavra de Les Lai Be'ina. He said, basically, what do you mean? You have to take from other people. I get, okay, but if that's true, so give me someone who doesn't have, Les Lai Be'ina, who doesn't have any schus in the next world, right? There are Rishayim, right? Kol Yisrael Reim Zavala Zeh, but Kol Yisrael Yishlaim Chelik Olam Haba, but there are Rishayim who lose their schus. So Mechayin v'as kutla pusay. So Kosh Baruch touched me on my forehead, Amar Lin, he said, Elozer Bri, Giri Bach Giri, right? My arrows have struck you. I mean, they're getting just a phrase to show that it's been nice talking to you. Now you can go wake up. Okay, fascinating story. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Gadar Tanisa. Again, back to this. If you remember, right, that we had the stories yesterday about Amoraim who declared fasts and were not answered. So sure enough, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, right, sure enough, declared a fast, below Asa Mitra, the rain didn't come. So Amalei, they said to him, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi goes to Tanisa Asa Mitra. And I guess, I don't know what they were trying to prove, but they said, well, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was able to get rain for us. So he said to them, Ha Bar Levi. So, okay, so that's great. So I'm me, and that's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Right, he's much greater than me, so why are you comparing the two of us? So I'm related, and they say, so he said, okay, so let's bring him over here, right? Let's bring him in here, we'll all daven together, right? Efshar the Tavri Mitzuru Levayu, and maybe that will Tavri is tough as shin in Aramaic, so the Tavri is shivri, to break Tzibura Libayu, in our hearts. Maybe he'll be able to break our hearts, and we'll be able to daven better. And Asi Mitra, and the rain will come. So Bayrachman Velo Asa Mitra, so they tried, I guess, to circumvent to not do that, and they tried to daven again, and it still didn't work. So he said, Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina said to them, is it good that the schus will come in the schus of both of us? They said yes. So then he looked and said, sky, bring your clouds out. It didn't work. So Amar Kama Azim Pnei Rakia said, how stubborn is the sky? Everybody's davening, Rashi says, and you're not going to listen. So sure enough, Yikasev Yasamitra, right, the sky then brought some rain down. Levi Gadar Tanisa Velo Wasamitra. Sure enough, Levi asked for people to daven, and there was a fast, but the rain did not come. Amma Lefan of Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He said, Hashem, Alisa V'yashavta B'marom Ve'inatam Rachem Al Banecha. You're sitting up high there, and you're not having rachamim, you're not having mercy on your kids, on Am Yisrael. Asra Mitra, sure enough, the rain came, but the itla, but Levi then became lame because of his the way he spoke. I'm Rabbi Lazar said, "Lo malitiach adam dvar kapi mala." Again, a person shouldn't throw words at a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Hashem's direction. Right? Don't complain. Right? Sharei adam gadol itiach dvar kapi mala vitla. Sure enough, a great person complained to Hashem and became lame. Umanu, who's that? Levi. That was as we just said. Iva garmala. But 1 second, didn't we learn elsewhere? That's not why Levi became lame. Iva Levi ach v'kida kamei de Rabbi vitla. And he tried to show Rabbi the way to bow down. That's called kida. Kida is a very interesting type of bowing down. That's almost, if you can imagine, a push-up position, but not on your hands, but on your thumbs. So you can imagine, and then getting back up with just the thumbs, obviously, put some stress on the body, and that's how he became lame. So the Gemara says, "Oh, okay, but that's in Echanami, that was actually how it happened." But really, that was the schuz. The reason he became lame is not that Hashem smote him immediately like Yaakov and then just like became Mutzaleel Yerecho. He wasn't just limping. Right? That's the reason why he became lame after demonstrating this bowing thing. Rabbi Chiya Bar Lulaini Shaminu Lahanach Anani Dekamri Nisu Venitru Maya Ba'amunu Mo'ov. So, also a very interesting story. Rabbi Chiya Bar Lulaini heard the clouds talking, right? Lahanach Anani. He heard the clouds talking and said, let's go drop water on Amunu Mo'ov. And Amar Lefan of Barabam Shalom. So he said to Hashem, when you gave, right, a famous story that we know, right, that Hashem, the kids know here when they're little, right, it's found in the Gemara, right, when you gave the Torah to Am Yisrael, you asked all the nations of the world, but they weren't interested. But now you're going to give them rain and not us? So Shaduhacha, right, send the clouds over here. Sure enough, the rain came to Eretz Yisrael. Darsh Abichia Bar Lulani, so he darshened. What does it mean when the pasuk says, famous pasuk, "Tzadik katama yifrach eres balvanan yisket"? That a tzadik is compared to both a tamar, which is a palm tree, and an eres, which is a cedar tree. So im nemar tamar, lama nemar eres, im nemar eres, lama nemar tamar. Right, so what do you need both of them for? So the Gemara explains, ilu nemar tamar v'lo nemar eres. If a tzadik is only compared to a palm tree, so I see, Omar, I would have said, ma tamar, just like a palm tree, in gizo machlif, the tree does not grow back, right? If you chop it down, so tzadik has to shalom in gizo machlif. You might have thought that the tzadik also doesn't grow back, meaning he doesn't come back in olam haba, right? For tchias amesim. So kach nemar eres. Therefore, tzadik is also compared to a cedar, which grows back if you chop it off at the trunk. Ilu nemar eres, and if he would only said eres v'lo nemar tamar, so ha'izi omer, he might have thought my eres ain't no seperos, right? Af tzadik has shalom in seperos. He might have thought that a tzadik is like a cedar, but he won't necessarily have proper fruit, right? He won't have children who are necessarily righteous. So therefore, the kach nemar, therefore tamar v'nemar eres, right? Therefore, it says both. I have eres gizu makliv, but he tells me 1 second, does a cedar tree really grow back if you chop it off? If you buy a tree from your friend, right, and you're planning on cutting it down, you have to lift it up, right, out of the ground, right, to then cut, meaning to make sure that, again, meaning you have to, don't cut it at the root, cut it a tefach above the root so that the tree will grow back. Besadan hashikma, for a shikma tree, shnei tefachim, and with the besuas hashikma, with the besuas hashikma, with that type of tree, then shlosh tefachim. Then you need 3 tefachim again, just to ensure that the tree will grow back. Bekanimu begefanim, if you're talking about reeds, and gefanim and gefen and vines, so minab kakul lumala, right, from the lowest part. Bekak is literally a stopper, but from the bottom part of the of the vine or the reed and above that, and meaning that's where you can start chopping. But the kalamir are razim, and for date, right, for a dekal, for a palm tree, and for cedars, right, so then chofer lamato mashrish, you can even dig out the roots, right, the fisha inkis or maklif, because it doesn't regrow again, it doesn't grow back if you chop it off. So we see that a cedar doesn't grow back. So Gemara says, hakmai skinan, what's the case over here? Kishar bishar minei razim. That's other types of cedar trees. Kedirabba barhuna, damarabba barhuna, asar minei razim him, right, if you remember from Rosh Hashanah, there are 10 types of trees, of erez trees, of cedars, shamar, etimbar erez sheet of hadas, ready, it's a whole list over there. So only those are the ones, is right, meaning the ones that we're talking about over here, that the Bryce talks about, does not grow back. But what we're talking about, the erez, the cedar tree that we're talking about, will grow back. Okay, fine. Tanar Rabbanan with under the Bryce. Maisa Rabbi Lazar. Sure enough, he said that there were 13 fasts, right? They did the whole thing, right, that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, right? 3, 3, and 7. But sure enough, didn't work. Bachrona, itchilu atzibur lotzeis, right? After the last fast, right, everybody's leaving shul. Amar Lahem, he said to them, takatem kvarim latzmechem, right? You guys going to prepare your graves for yourself? Right? Meaning, he was saying, it's like, where are you guys going? We had 13 fasts and we didn't work. Now you're all just leaving? So go call on Bechias. So sure enough, everybody started crying, and sure enough, that did the trick. We are the Gushamim. Shuv Maisa Rabbi Elazar Shiar the Thanateva. Another time, right? It happened with Rabbi Elazar that he went to Davin, right, to be the Shiach Tzibor. Right, again, that the bimas used to be in the ground, right, not raised up like we have. V'amara Esrin V'arba Brachos. Right, he said 24 of the brachos. Right, that we talked about again earlier in the Masechta for the tefillah, proper tefillahs for the fasts. Right, below Nana, and sure enough, Kosh Baruch Hu did not answer him. Yer Rabbi Akiva Acharev, Rabbi Akiva went, Ve'amar, Avinu Malkenu, Ein Lanu Melech Ha'Ata, Avinu Malkenu, Lamad Chorachem, Aleinu, V'yar Adu Bisham. Rabbi Akiva went and davened those two tefillos, and sure enough, Hashem listened to him. Habum Rani Rabbanan, so once they started thinking, right, well, apparently Rabbi Akiva is a greater tzaddik than Rabbi Eliezer. So Yasta Basko V'amra, so Kosh Baruch Hu decided to call out and say, Lo Mipnei Zeh Gadol Mizeh. That's not it. Elish is that Mavri Almidosov is that Inam Mavri Almidosov? No, Rabbi Akiva is Mavri Almidosov. He forgives people if they offend him, but Rabbi Elazar does not. So therefore, since Rabbi Akiva is forgiving, so then so too I'm going to forgive for his sake. Okay, Viter. Tana Rabbanan An Basa Yu Gishamim Yerodim Vetziru Poskim Itanisan. Right, if you remember the Mishnah, right, if rain does come in the middle, Rabbi Adam Machlokas. Right, whether if rain comes after, maybe the turning point is Netzach Chama, maybe the turning point is Chatzos. So the Brisa says, if rain happens, I'm sorry, that's next. Maybe this one is how much rain do you need, right, to the point where we don't need a fast anymore. Right, so the Gemara says, "Kamali berech macharesha." Enough however deep the macharesha, the choresh is to plow. So however deep the plow is in the ground, right, that's how much rain you need. Every mayor. The Chachamim omrim bechareva tefach. If the ground is dry, so all you need is a tefach of rain, and then you're good to go. Bebenun is tefachayim. If the dirt is sort of soft, so then you need two. Ba'avuda, but if the dirt is completely plowed over, so then you need three tefachim of rain. To get to fully water, properly water the fields. Tani will under the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer in the chotavach milamalash in tohom yotzeis the crust of shlosh tefachim. Just if rain comes from upstairs or from above, so too there's water rising from the depths. Right, at least three tefachim towards this one tefach of rain that comes from upstairs. Vatani tefachayim. Then we learn that there are two, and only that comes up two tefachim from the ground. From the tahom, so lokasha is another kam be'avud, the kam she'en avud. Right, depends on how much, what kind of dirt we are dealing with. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, kishmen naskin es hamayim bechag. So when they do the nisuch hamayim on Sukkos, so tahom omer lechaveru abba me'mecha kol shnei reyim ani shomea. So the waters of the deep, right, they say to each other, I guess. Bring your waters up because I hear two reyim or friends. I hear two friends from upstairs. Right, again, the nisuch hamayim and the nisuch hayayim. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, tohom el tohom kore lekol tzinarecha. Amar Rabba, Rabba says the didi chazili hay ridta or ridia. I saw this ridia. Ridia, Rashi says, is the angel that Kosh Baruch Hu put in charge of rain. Meaning, obviously, Kosh Baruch Hu controls the rain, but Hashem sends his shliach. Ridya to take care of the rains. And apparently, Dami la Igla upirsa shavase. Right? Apparently, he looks like a cow. Right? And his lips are apart from each other. The kind of bain tahoma tata tama ila. And apparently, he's between the upper deep waters and the lower deep waters. The tama ila. I'm related to the upper deep waters. He says chashor mimecha. I'm not sure. Either way, but it means to sprinkle the water. And to the lower waters, he says, Abba b'mecha, right? Let your waters flow forth. Because it says that the land was blossomed. Again, it says it talks about the end. The end of the pasuk is Kola Tornish Ma Be'Atzenu. Right, that's the voice of the bull, meaning the cow, right? Implying that that when the cow speaks, so then there's rain, right, in the lands. Okay, very, again, very strange. And you know, I'm sure there's more going on here than meets the eye. Havu mizanu v'yardim gishamim kodem anitzavchama. Right, again, this is what we were talking about before, that I kind of jumped the gun. If there was a fast and rains came out before Nates, so then you don't have to complete the fast, right? But if it came after Nates, I have to finish it. Rabbi Elazar says that if you remember, that the linchpin time is chatzos, whether it's before or after. We're going to see there are other opinions over here. Tan Rabbi Elazar the Rabbi Zahayim mizanu v'yardim lahem gishamim kodem anitzavchama. If rain came before the sunrise, so lo yoshlimu, you don't finish. But if it came after, so then Yashlim with the Rebbe Meir, right? Rebbe Meir says if it came afterwards, then you have to finish. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Kodem Chatzos, right? Rebbe Yehuda says it's Chatzos. Lo Yashlim with Acha Chatzos, Yashlim with the Chatzos is the point in which before you don't have to fast and after you do. Rebbe Yossi Omer Kodem Test Shows. He says no, 9 days, 9 hours into the day. If it's before that, then Lo Yashlim with, then you don't need to finish. But the Acha Test Shows Yashlim with, but after 9 days, 9 hours did again, 9 hours, then you do need to finish. As we're going to see in 1 second, 9 hours into the day is when the kings would eat. So, Kanzer Yossi, we need to wait for every single person to have fasted. At that point, if the rains come after that, so then all right, everybody's already fasting, so you might as well finish. Shekemazinu ba'achav melech Yisrael, sheyisanu meteisha shavus melamala, sure enough, Achav himself fasted at the ninth hour and on. Right? Shenever, as Pesach says, Hereisa ki nechna Achav. Right? See that Achav has become humble. When he heard that he was going to get destroyed, right? Then Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya goes, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he became humble because he had killed Navos. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, when he saw that he would become humble, right, he realized that he did some sort of tshuva, right? Even Achav was a terrible Rasha, but he did some sort of tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided not to destroy himself during his lifetime, right? It happened during his son's lifetime. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya goes with Tanisa. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi decided to have a fast. No, that's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Hanasi is Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is not his son. I don't remember. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It's a descendant of his. Either way, he said that there should be a fast. And rain fell after the Nates. Several Ashlaminu, and he thought that maybe they should finish. Rabbi Ami Kodem Chatzos V'Achar Chatzos Shaninan. But the halacha is, in fact, chatzos is the linchpin in the whether before or after. So since it came right after Nates, or obviously it was before chatzos, they did not have to finish the fast. Shmuel HaKadon Gazer Tanisa V'yadu Lehem Gisham Kodon Netzachama. Shmuel HaKadon decided to fast and said everybody needs to fast, and the rain came before sunrise. It's Kesvur Ham Loma Shvecha Shal Tziburu. Maybe people thought that it was the Tzibur's chus. And that they, that even before they got to fast, Kosh Baruch Hu sent rain. So Shmuel said back to them, no, Emshalach HaMashal, Lama Davar Domeh. I'll give you, I'll compare it to what this is like, right? Le'evet Shemavakeh Pras Mirabo. Obviously, the servant wants food from his master. V'amalohem, right? Tnu lo v'al yesh makolo. So the master just says, no, just give it to him already. I don't want to have to hear his voice. I don't even want to hear the tefillos. So he explained it. It wasn't necessarily a good thing. Shuv Shmuel HaKadon Gazer Tanisa, right? Sure enough, the same thing happened. We are doing l'achash kira zechama, and rain fell after. After l'achash kira zechama, after sunset. I mean, not before the first case. It was before sunrise. Now it's after sunset. Meaning they fasted the whole day. Right, and then finally they got rain afterwards. So everybody thought that was great. Right, we fasted all day. Kosh Baruch Hu answered us at night. So Shmuel said, no, lo shvach shal tzibur hu, it's not so good. I'll give you, I'll explain to you what it's like. What's it similar to? again, the servant is asking for food from his master, and he says, "Hamtinu ashim yismak meik v'yitzdar ve'achu kach tinulo." Right, wait until he's having a hard time. Wait until he pains himself. Right, it's almost like cruel. Right, the master says, "Chas v'shalom," but the master says, "Right, it's cruel. We're going to wait until he pains himself and is mitzdar, and only then are we going to give." Him the food. Right, again, let him torture himself a little bit. Okay, so if you're telling me that if Hashem answers you before you daven and answers after you daven is no good, so how would that work? Right, when is the good time for rains to fall according to Shmuel HaKatan? So, as you might imagine, right, immediately during in the middle of the day. Right, Amar Mashiv Ruach Menashav Zika. Omer Mardi Geshem V'Asam Mitra. Right, second you say Mashiv Ruach, the wind comes. The second you say Mardi Geshem, the rain comes. Okay, let's finish up the parak here. Maisa v'gozru tainis b'lod. Once there was a fast in Lod. Again, if you remember, Rabbi Tarfon said in the Mishnah that everybody ate and then they said halal. So the Gemara says v'nima halal meyikara. Why don't they say halal right away? So by Rava, Damar Tavayu, both Abaye and Rava explain l'fisha in onim halal right ella al nefesh sveya v'kres malayel. Because we only say halal right, if you're full. Right, if you have a full stomach, you're sovea, right? You're full, and that's when you should always say halal on that. So Gemara says, "Ani really?" Far of Papa ikol the kinnishes of Abi Gubar. They went to the shul of Abi Gubar. Rashi says, right, either a place or a person. I'm not sure. Okay, either way, because of Tainus and Rav Papa, said, okay, listen, there's been no rain. We have to fast. And it rained before Chatzos. And he said, halal right away. And then they ate and drank. So apparently you can't say halal on an empty stomach. The Gemara says, so that was different because in Mechuza, apparently people, they got drunk all the time. So Rav Papa was nervous that if they went to eat, right, they wouldn't come back. So they said halal first, and then they went to eat. So Hadron Allah, Seder Tanias Elu, and we'll finish, or we'll begin the fourth parak of Tanias tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, as we plow towards the end. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.